Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to this special collection of Adventures in Odyssey, The Truth Chronicles.
Our story begins in a world where there was no right or wrong, only what people thought was okay. One night, mild-mannered librarian Josiah King was working late, returning misshelved books.
Okay, and right here. It's a wonder to me how these books wind up on the wrong shelves. You'd think that people would know how to put things back where they belong.
Also working late that night was Josiah's best friend, Darren Gray.
No one cares where books belong, Josiah. They figure the library pays people to put them back. And it does. You.
I don't mind cleaning up the books, Darren, but cleaning up your sunflower seeds isn't part of my job description. You're getting them everywhere.
They're biodegradable. Eventually, they'll sink into the earth and become beautiful flowers.
Oh, sure. Through the carpet and cement floor and back into the ground. Is that it? You know, one day you're going to drop one into your computer and blow it up. What's that you're working on anyway?
A much-needed upgrade to the Dewey Decimal System.
Sounds complicated.
That's why I'm doing it.
Ah.
All those numbers, knowing which side of the dots to put them on. It's not for amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
The harder the work, the more sunflower seeds I need.
Oh, careful, Darren. There's a hole in that bag. You're dropping seeds.
And just as Josiah had predicted not four lines earlier, some seeds flicked into an opening slot on the computer. Suddenly, the screen began to glitch, flicker, and the machine made some very strange noises.
Merciful motherboards!
What's wrong?
I recognize that sound. This is the central computer for the entire library system's network. It's run by nuclear power in the city's main reactor. The seeds must have fallen into the main power grid.
What does that mean?
It means that we have to get out of here, Josiah. This thing is liable to blow.
But we can't just leave the books to destruction and ruin.
No choice. Run for it.
But before Josiah and Darren could escape, the computer blew up in the most spectacular way, throwing Dewey Decimal points and autobiographies and book titles, subtitles, and text summaries every which way. Josiah King was propelled into a wall, but strangely enough, the wall easily gave way, and Josiah found himself in a crumbled heap on the floor of a room he'd never seen before.
What is this? What are all these books? Darren! Are you all right, Darren?
Then, before Josiah could get out of the room again, the ceiling caved in over the opening, trapping Josiah in this mysterious room with those books he'd never cataloged before.
Help! Help! Oh, well, it's a good thing I'm carrying my keychain flashlight. I knew this thing would come in handy one day. Somebody will come eventually. Meanwhile, what are all these books? Oh, look, there's a sign. Warning, these books have been banned by the City Library Council. Do not read without the proper forms and clearances. Wow, I didn't even know books like this existed. Let's see what we've got here. The Holy Bible. The Holy Bible. The Holy Bible. Hey, wait a minute. They're all variations of the same book, the Holy Bible. I've never even heard of it.
And so, Josiah King sat down to read this bizarre thing called the Holy Bible. But what he didn't know was that a significant leak from the library's radioactive core was slowly filling the room with toxic fumes, and it would have a most unusual effect on it. The next morning, when the rescuers cleared the rubble and opened a passageway for Josiah to emerge, they did not greet a mild-mannered librarian, but instead a new superhero called Captain Absolutely!
Mr. Beaumont?
Hi, please. Come on in.
Thanks, I'm Jill Segler. I got your message on our answering machine at home.
Thanks for coming in, Jill.
Sure.
Please, sit down.
Thank you.
As you probably know, the Odyssey Tribune is a new venture here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to pull together a network of reporters of all ages, representing multiple perspectives.
Really?
I've seen some of your work for the Odyssey Owl, and I was very impressed. You're pretty good for a girl your age.
Oh, thank you.
I was wondering if you'd be interested in writing some articles for the Odyssey Tribune.
I would love to.
Good. But being new, I want the Tribune to be known as a newspaper of very high writing standards, and we can't let just anyone write for us. I'd like to give you a tryout assignment. Would you mind?
Not at all. What can I do?
Well, you know, I've only just moved to Odyssey, and I keep hearing about a place called Wits End.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of it?
Yes, yes, all the kids know it.
Jill, there are rumors that the people at Wits End are engaged in a major brainwashing effort there.
Brainwashing?
You know, trying to get the kids to become Christians through some kind of worldview effort.
Huh. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, Mr. Whittaker is a Christian.
Yes, and so yes, he's a Christian who is trying to convert the kids to become Christians. So go to Wits End and get the scoop. Do a good job and you can consider yourself a freelance reporter for the Tribune. Well, are you in?
I'll get on it right away. Captain, absolutely?
Very interesting.
Absolutely. See, Josiah read the Bible all night and he learned that there really is absolute and ultimate truth that comes from God. And the radioactive leak turned that knowledge into superpowers.
Oh.
Do you see how it ties into what you're doing here at Wits End?
Kind of, yeah.
That's amazing. You made that up for us?
Well, yes. See, Connie told me about what you're doing here, how you want to teach kids about having a Christian worldview.
Uh-huh.
And I figured I'd join in by creating a new superhero comic book kind of thing. I could explain further, but that'd be really expositional.
Well, that's great, Wooten.
Oh, yeah, anything for the kids, Connie. They get so much junk everywhere else that I thought I'd create some of my own.
What?
Stuff for the kids, you know, not the junk.
But what happens next? What does Captain Absolutely do? And what became of Darren?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. That's the next installment. You see, a few days after the explosion...
Hi.
Oh, hey, Jill.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I'm here on assignment for the Odyssey Tribune, and I need to ask a few questions about Wits End.
You're doing an article in the Tribune about Wits End?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. What's the Tribune?
The new paper in town.
Well, why does the Tribune want to do an article about Wits End? Well, Mr. Beaumont, the editor, heard that some interesting new things were going on here.
Oh, I wonder what interesting new things he was referring to.
Aren't you doing some new displays and inventions?
A few.
May I see them?
Oh, of course you may. Connie, would you mind giving Jill a little tour?
Oh, no, not at all. Come on, Jill, I'll show you around. Great.
Oh, was that a knowing, huh, or a suspicious, huh?
A little of both.
Oh, why, Wick? Because I was just about to do my own, and I was leaning a little more to the intrigued variation.
I happen to know that Mr. Beaumont used to work as an associate editor for a tabloid in Chicago. For him, no dirt was too dirty for the reader. And if he couldn't dig up the dirt, he'd manufacture it.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Leslie.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Did I just see Jill go off with Connie?
Uh-huh, you did. Connie's showing her around.
May I go with them?
Oh, I'm sure they won't mind. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Tell me more about Captain Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Huh? Over the next few days, Captain Absolutely discovered what kinds of superhuman powers he had, and he took on a life of crime-fighting, truth-telling, and general good guy kind of stuff.
Well, the basic idea is that kids are bombarded everywhere by a worldview that isn't lined up with God's truth. A worldview? Worldview is what you assume to be true about the world.
Hey, wait up, guys!
Oh, hey, Leslie.
Hi, Jill. Witt said I could come with you.
Great. I was just explaining some of the new things we're doing here and why.
She's talking about worldview.
Worldview? Okay. I want to write this down.
For example, if you assume that human beings evolved by random chance...
Random chance...
Then we live and die with no ultimate meaning or purpose in life.
No meaning.
Oh, you said something a minute ago about truth. Yeah. Christians believe that there is a truth, an absolute truth, that comes from God and should affect all aspects of how we live. But if you get rid of God and say we're just evolved animals trying to survive, then the truth is whatever you want it to be.
Truth is what we want.
Hey, Leslie, why are you taking notes?
Oh, because I want to remember this. It's interesting.
Anyway, Wit set up parts of Wit's End to help kids understand worldview and the truth.
Oh, like how?
Well, let's go in here. He's plugged this room into the imagination station. It's called the Good Room.
The Good Room? It doesn't sound good. What's going on here?
This is Adolf Hitler's invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1939.
And the car is turned golden.
Hey, we're walking here.
Go
Connie, there are bombs and guns going off. Should we be worried?
No. See, the point of this room is for kids to experience moments in history and to meet famous people like Hitler and Julius Caesar, Socrates and Galileo, to learn what they did and said.
Why?
Well, to discuss whether or not what they did was good or evil.
Isn't that obvious?
Is it? Step back. What do you mean by good? Is good based on living in a way that doesn't hurt other people?
Whoa.
Or is good based on social conditioning? How you're raised, what your parents or community teach you about being good?
Watch out for that building, Connie!
Whoa. Thanks. And some people argue that good is dependent on how you're born. It's in your genetic code to be good or not so good. Everybody has their own standard, their own definition. Oh, let's go through here.
Oh.
Okay, that's better.
So who's right?
Well, that's what they're going to discuss.
But Whit isn't going to let them decide what's right and wrong.
Whit'll look at what it means to be good or evil in light of God's truth.
So Whit has the right answer, and the kids will just have to agree with him?
No, they don't have to agree. But we want the kids to be aware that there is an answer from God on that question. Though not everyone's happy with that.
One day, while he was on patrol thwarting the dastardly deeds of bad guys and truth destroyers, Captain Absolutely was summoned to the mayor's office.
So, you're Captain Absolutely.
I am indeed, Mr. Mayor. At your service.
At my service? To do what, exactly?
To defend truth, justice, and lots more truth.
Yeah? And whose truth might that be? My truth or your truth?
God's truth. It's all in here, Mayor.
The Bible? Where'd you get this?
From the library. Check it out.
Looks like you already did.
Only for 3 weeks, and then I shall have to renew.
Nobody's supposed to have access to this book without permission.
And why not? What are you afraid of? That people will read God's truth and be changed by it?
People get the wrong ideas when they read the Bible. That's why we locked them all up. You can't base a society on it.
You can't? Why not?
Well, because it's inconvenient, that's why. It's easier to do things the way we want to.
Easier, Mayor? Metropolitanville is in a state of decay. Crime is rampant. Our politicians are corrupt. Our leaders wallow in an ongoing state of moral confusion. There's no regard for the value of life, and the average Joe is left with little to live for except eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
What's your point, Captain?
Well, it's time for a change, Mayor. And I don't mean more self-indulgent do-as-you-please living. I mean the kind of change that makes life worth living and the love worth giving.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Oh, thanks. Can I count on your support?
Nope.
Hmm.
But I won't try to stop you, Captain. From the size of those pecs, I probably couldn't stop you anyway. Were you weightlifting all those Bibles?
It's the strength that comes from knowing the truth. You read that Bible, Mr. Mayor. Just be sure the book is returned before the 19th.
Right.
Hmm.
By the way, I saw from the police report that there were two of you in that explosion at the library. What became of that other fella, Darren Gray?
Well, we don't know, Mayor. He seems to have disappeared.
Well, I hope you find him.
And that is just what I intend to do.
Just then, Captain Absolutely's pocket police scanner sounded. Beep, 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 beep.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. A security alarm has gone off at the Wilco computer manufacturing plant on the edge of the city.
Something tells me I should check into this.
I have at it.
And so, Captain Absolutely flies away, whoosh, reaching the scene of the crime before the police arrive. Inside the plant, he encounters the burglar.
Stop right where you are.
Huh? Captain Absolutely was momentarily taken aback, as you could tell by his huh. The thief was wearing what looked like a superhero outfit and covered his face with a bright red mask.
How strange.
Captain Absolutely!
That's right. Is it safe to assume that since you're wearing a most impressive costume and mask, that you're a new superhero who has come to help me in my fight for all that is right and good?
Try again.
A new arch-villain.
That depends on what you mean by villain. I am Dr. Relative!
Clever. Are you a specialist kind of doctor or a general practitioner?
I'm a general practitioner. Contingent on the context.
Well, how do you like jail as a context? Now put down that mainframe computer.
And why would I want to do that?
Because it doesn't belong to you. And last I heard, taking what doesn't belong to you is stealing, and stealing is wrong.
Says who? You? And what makes you so perfect? Most people steal something at one time or another, you know. So why stop me now?
Because stealing is wrong no matter how many people do it.
How do you know that?
It's in the Bible. God's word. God's truth.
Maybe so. But you and your Bible aren't going to stop me from what I want to do. Nobody ever tells Dr. Relative what to do.
And what exactly do you want to do, fiend?
Get rid of you and your absolute truth, that's what. And we're off to a good start.
Suddenly, Dr. Relative dropped the mainframe computer and pulled a laser blaster from his belt.
Your laser blaster will have no effect on me, Dr. Relative. I am impervious to its deadly rays. Give it up!
Ha! If this were a normal laser blaster, I'd agree with you. But this one is different. It's called the neutralizer.
Oh, that sounds interesting. What does it do?
It temporarily neutralizes your belief in absolute truth by reminding you of all the things you've ever done wrong. How can you tell others about the truth when you don't always follow it yourself?
You diabolical genius!
More or less.
The evil Dr. Relative blasts Captain Absolutely with his equally evil neutralizer laser.
No! I must hold on to the truth!
Come on, Captain, let's be realistic. You're no better than the rest of us. What right do you have to tell us about the truth? Did you ever take something without asking and not give it back?
A pencil from the library.
See? So who are you to tell us what to do?
This isn't about me. I'm giving you the truth.
Still resisting me, Maybe a stronger dose is needed. Admit it. A single truth, one moral standard is absurd. How can you expect me to live by your truth? Who are you to judge me?
I'm not judging.
But you are. Anytime you think you're right and someone else is wrong, well, that's judging, isn't it? It's downright intolerant. And we can't have intolerance in our modern society except when we refuse to tolerate the intolerant.
You're trying to confuse me.
You're already confused, Captain. To believe in absolute truth is the ultimate confusion.
No!
What's this room, Connie?
The Assumptive Language Room.
I won't even try to write that one down.
What in the world is it?
Right now we're running a documentary by Carmen Stargazer about the universe. Take a look.
Look out to the heavens. See the beauty of all that surrounds us. It goes on for eternity. It's all there ever was and ever will be. It exists within you and through every part of your being. You can feel its pull in the essence of who you are.
What's with that annoying buzzer?
It goes off anytime someone uses assumptive language.
And what is assumptive language?
That's whenever someone makes a statement as if you should assume it's true. For example, Carmen Stargazer said some things as if they were the truth. Did you catch them?
How could I miss them with that buzzer going off? He said that the universe goes on for eternity, and that,
It exists within us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it pulls at our essence, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, do we know that the universe goes on forever? Is it true that it exists within us and pulls at us?
Maybe.
Maybe, but if you're watching that video and didn't question his statements, you'd assume that he knew what he was talking about and that what he was saying was true. You see all the assumptions in there?
Oh, I wish we had this at school. I wonder why Mr. Beaumont has a problem with it.
Mr. Beaumont has a problem?
Never mind.
Are there any other displays?
We have a few other things that we're still setting up, but that's enough for now.
Wow. So, that's what you guys have been up to. But what's all this stuff supposed to do for the kids? to expose the lies by looking at the truth. Once you do that, people get set free.
Rendered unconscious by Dr. Relative's neutralizer, Captain Absolutely is tied up and taken back to the doctor's secret hideout.
Oh, what happened to me?
You've been enlightened, Captain. You have realized the futility of your absolute truth.
What? What have you tied me up with?
I've tied you up with the shackles of selfishness. No truth can withstand the force of selfishness. People will do anything to get what they want, to survive. And you want to survive, don't you?
What do you want from me, Dr. Relative?
Nothing. This is the scene where I tell you my plan, which may be good or evil, depending on your point of view, and give you a chance to join me.
Aha. That part. Well, first things first, what is your plan?
In this very laboratory, I'm creating what I've cleverly called the Lyrus.
Oh. Okay.
The Lyrus is the ultimate lie that will go into the world as a virus. It'll be in the water systems, in the computers, in the television programs and movies, in the food, even in the very air that people breathe. And we'll get rid of your Bible and its truth once and for all, forever! And then my lie will take over the world! What do you think?
There's no point of view about it. Evil. It's definitely evil.
Whatever. Care to join me?
Mr. Beaumont?
Ah, Jill, you're back. So, did you visit Wits End?
I did.
Then I'm sure you've got more than enough for a good, juicy story.
I think so, but I don't know how juicy it'll be.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, you said there was a scandal, and there isn't.
There isn't? But hasn't Mr. Whittaker set up his entire shop to brainwash the kids?
Not really. He set up various things to help kids think about the truth, but...
Truth is that, Jill? Some truth he got from the Bible, right?
Yes, but what's wrong with that? People talk about truth all the time. I mean, truth that they get from other sources, or they make it up, or they teach it at school, or on television, or in books.
But Mr. Whittaker is imposing his view of the Bible onto unsuspecting kids.
Oh, I get it. So, you're saying that it's okay to brainwash kids as long as it's not from a biblical viewpoint?
You have to go with the times, Jill. What Mr. Whittaker is doing is considered wrong by most people.
Assumptive language.
I'm sorry?
You just used assumptive language. You made a statement that may or may not be true.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you. I gave you an assignment to write an article about the scandal at Wits End. Are you going to do it or not?
Well, Captain Absolutely, I want an answer. Will you join me or not?
No, Dr. Relative. I won't join you in your evil plan. Never!
Good. Glad we got that out of the way. And now you'll die, Captain Absolutely!
No, Mr. Beaumont. I won't write that article. It would be a lie to do it the way you want.
Fine. Suit yourself.
Suit yourself, Dr. Relative. Or should I call you Darren Gray?
What are you talking about?
My powers of observation aren't so damaged that I neglected to notice the sunflower seeds all over the floor.
You're a clever man, Captain. Or should I call you Josiah?
Only my friends call me Josiah. And you are no friend of mine. Friends don't betray friends.
Jill, I hope you aren't being naive about this. You won't write the story, but it will still be written.
By who? I can't imagine anyone writing a story like that about Wits End.
Someone with ambition would.
Like who?
Come on in, Leslie.
Leslie? Hi, Jill.
How did you come to this, Darren?
While you were in that secret room reading your Bible, I was caught in the blast, which threw me into the philosophy section of the library. You discovered absolute truth, and I discovered relative truth. Too bad, really. We would have been great superheroes together.
Super villains, you mean?
Not at all. Once my Lyrus spreads, I'll be a superhero. In a world where there is no right or wrong, no one can call me a villain. So, Captain Absolutely, I'll give you one last chance. Join me.
Are you sure you won't change your mind?
I won't. Goodbye, Mr. Beaumont. Leslie, I hope you enjoy your new career.
I will.
I won't join you. But you have made a big mistake, Dr. Relative.
Oh?
Had you read the Bible, you'd have understood that it not only contains truth that is absolute, but truth that is eternal. You can't kill it. Sooner or later, your lies will die, but God's truth goes on forever.
Ha! Easy for you to say, tied up in that chair.
Tied up in what chair?
How did you do that? The shackles of selfishness are invincible!
Perhaps to those who believe the lie of selfishness, but I don't. I'm not interested in myself, but in spreading God's truth. I live for it, and I will die for it if necessary.
No! This can't be happening! You've been conditioned by our culture! You can't behave this way!
But I can, because I know the truth, and it has set me free from every lie you throw my way. Now, let's put an end to this little game, shall we?
No!
Now, I tell you the details of what happened next, but this is a kid's program. Okay, Captain absolutely captured Dr. Relative and thwarted his evil plan to spread his lies throughout the world.
Oh, great story, Wooten.
Well done, well done.
Will there be more adventures of Captain Absolutely?
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
I'd like to make it a regular comic strip in my new newspaper.
Huh?
What? Your new newspaper?
You haven't said anything about a newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, it's an old idea that I just decided to bring to life. It'll be called The Whole Truth. We'll publish it here and distribute it to the kids wherever we can. It'll be dedicated to stories that tell the truth about what's happening around town and in the world.
Oh, that is so cool. I would love to do a comic strip for it.
And I was hoping that Jill would write for it, since she's not going to work for the Odyssey Tribune.
Really? Can I? I would love to, Mr. Whitaker.
All right, we'll have our first editorial meeting tomorrow afternoon, if that works out for you.
Yes, it does.
After all this time, you still surprise me, Whit.
I hope so, Connie. I wouldn't want you to get bored working here.
As if.
Wooten.
Yeah?
Any chance that I can see some sketches for the comic strip by tomorrow's meeting?
Oh, yeah, you sure can. I'll get on them right away.
Good.
And in the late afternoon sky, the eyes of the people look up in wonder. Is it a large species of fowl? Is it a new form of mechanical flight? No, it's Captain Absolutely. Zoom into his next adventure to defend truth, justice, and lots more truth.